Hello and welcome to another episode of Sitting in the Corner Looking Pretty. My name's Simon and this is a podcast about management of projects, both for the benefit of the business and for the best of the project, because the two generally go hand in hand, that you need a good business and a good project, and if both are good and can work together to be better, then you have got a pretty good scenario. And basically this is a very short podcast, 10 minutes-ish, just have a series of tips, tricks, techniques, ideas, thoughts, just little things you can take away and make your projects even slightly more exceptional than you already are. So, as per usual, I'm out and about. It's spring at this moment in time that this has been recorded. Days get lighter, warmer, but not any drier, it appears. Anyway, that's good. Maybe one day. Anyway, it's good to be out and talking about projects. So, today is probably the last in series two for the moment. I'm going to come on to start series three with a series of podcasts on more techniques and methods that you can implement to help you understand where your project and businesses are. But today I'm going to talk about one little thing that I found very useful when I understood it, and I can't remember now exactly where this came up in my hours of listening and trying to read in and stuff. But anyway, it's a very simple technique that can turn you being helpful or thinking you're being helpful into actually being helpful and cutting out all the rubbish that sometimes we do because people don't actually want us to do, and going down blind alleyways, because I know I've had this in the past done to me, and I'm sure I've done it to other people as well. Is I've wanted to help, going to help, things gone wrong, people come to me, and you have assumed that you know what the right help is because that's how you would do it, or you've been actually trained from that's how it's worked before. And it's a very simple thing. We all make assumptions, we have to, otherwise we wouldn't get very far in life. Just to move forward, and the more rushed you are, sometimes the more helpful you are, the more assumptions you make. It's just one of those things, because we have a lot of stuff and experience and knowledge in our heads. But when someone comes to you with something that is a problem or they're having an issue with, the first instinct is to blurt out a solution. Well, what actually the best solution is to take a step back and just ask a simple question: what do you need? Now, in doing that, you do two things. One's for the benefit of yourself, one's for the benefit of the person. One is you're giving the person the responsibility to solve the problem. Because all you're giving them is what they need to solve the problem. In the nature of what you're asking them, what do you need? I need, I don't know, might be more time. I need more resource, or a specific resource. I need this specific document. I need someone to do this bit of information. I need them to do this. And that will unlock the door for them to move forward. It's very tempting to hear a problem and go, oh, well, you need this, 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 and this, and this. And yes, maybe if you're in a situation, that's what you need. But you don't understand the solution, or not the problem, properly, because you're not in that person's position and have all the 100% facts about the whole thing. So that's why just asking what do you need gives you a template to then help them solve their problem. So that's the first reason why it's helping them, giving them what they need, keeping them responsibility to do what they know that they need to sort the issues out, and you're not giving them all the stuff you don't need, they don't need, that you think they need, and plowing stuff onto them that's just them to go in and go, oh, right, that was a waste of time. I'm sure you've been there before. Someone's tried to help out and actually made things worse. So this is one little technique, something you can say to start the conversation off to actually progress it in a positive and useful way for them. Then secondly, the other thing it does is it keeps your time and responsibility down to a minimum. And as a manager, as a leader, we all know there's so much stuff we could do. There's so much stuff to get on with, so much important things to do. And what we don't want to need is to do other people's work, especially when you give them responsibility to do it. So asking what you need, what you're doing, generally, unless they ask specifically for something from you, is you are not taking on the role of provider, of saviour, of lecturer maybe. You are not feeding their desire, not desire, that's the wrong word, but you're not feeding them or taking away their responsibility by doing stuff that you assume that is going to happen to it. So in saying what you need, all you're giving them is what they need. Exactly. You're not giving them what you think they need, which is possibly more, and stuff that's going to be wasted time from yourself, maybe from other people, wasted information from yourself, maybe from other people. It is just making sure that you are making an insertion in the issue to make it better, more achievable, but you're not jumping in, taking it all away, and then it's all your responsibility, which then gives you more work to do, more time to do, but less time to do stuff, less time to focus on what's important. So two things that helps a person who has got an issue, got a problem, needs to find a solution, needs to find a blockage to whatever the situation might be, and it also makes you minimise your work by not taking on the responsibility and the entire pressure for that issue. And that's sometimes a hard thing, especially when you're leadership manager. It's really hard not to jump in and superhero and think you've got to take responsibility for everything. And you know, sometimes it's difficult when it's your company, when you know you're next on the line, just to go, right, this is all about me now. You know, I've done it before, and I know many, many people who have done it before. So yeah, two things. The next time someone comes to you with an issue, next time you're talking about something that needs to be done, just ask, what do you need? And that will solve hell of a lot of issues down the line and make things hell of a lot more efficient and quicker to get to the right answer. So that's it, me done then, series two. It'll probably be a couple of weeks now before the next one, and look forward to speaking to you then. If you like what you hear, tell people, subscribe, like, forward, all those great things that you can do with information that makes everyone's lives slightly better. See you for now. Bye.